Oda has given Luffy the Hero's Engine. The Hero's Engine, or in Latin, the Yolipile, is the world's very first steam-powered engine, our very first turbine, and I can't help but notice the similarities between the Yolipile itself and the imagery that Toei gives us of Luffy going into his G5 form, this circular energy that spirals around. Now, not only is this already pretty amazing that it's called the Hero's Engine, that it's a steam-powered engine, Luffy's G2 form, but the fact this was found in Alexandria, somewhat of an advanced civilization for the time, speaks volumes on where it could be placed here in our One Piece mythology. You see, this may very well be the circular energy that Oda was referring to when talking about the circular energy of the Earth, the Moon, and even Sanji's eyebrow. Because how do Luffy's powers work? We're explained all the way back in Enies Lobby via Rob Lucci. Luffy circulates the blood flow throughout his body, fuel injecting himself, amping up his body. He does the same thing with his airflow, literally allowing it to build up power as it travels through his body. This is how Luffy performs his Red Hawk and Red Rock techniques, this is how Luffy builds up momentum for his elephant attacks, and even how Luffy changes trajectory with attacks like the Jet Culverin. Now, who's to say the same energy build, the same circular power, isn't applied to Luffy's awakening and his surrounding environment? Because we see how the Drums of Liberation automatically affect the entirety of Egghead, and I gotta say, Egghead Island, if it's meant to emulate what the Ancient Kingdom was, it is a spitting image of what we see here in the Harley text. And while I'm not somebody who subscribes to the notion Luffy has actualized Toon Force, I do not believe that at all, we know he's inspired by cartoons, and this absolutely reminds me of old school cartoons. A great example would be Steamboat Willie, the way that those old cartoons would bob to the specific animation. We also see it in things like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the way that the trees and the buildings all sway with each other. What if the Drums of Liberation power the entirety of the Ancient Kingdom through that sway, through that motion, that circular energy? This would make sense considering it's never the Mother Flame that activates Emeth, rather the Drums of Liberation themselves. And would add way more context as to exactly what the Gorosei and Emu both fear and covet, the power of the Hero's Engine. You see, we've witnessed Luffy both passively and actively affect his surroundings in G5, whether it be his initial transformations affecting the ground, rubberizing them, to Luffy actively using these new abilities, rubberizing lightning, creating rubber slingshots, deflecting blast breaths. This ability is so bizarre, Luffy can even rubberize others and manipulate them almost entirely. In fact, if you weren't already aware, I'm an avid believer our previous Joy Boy stretched the legs of Zunisha so that they could survive the rising sea levels, as well as saving Wano, literally plucking it from the sea. Now let's take this ability up to the next level, because remember, I believe that this is the power source to the Ancient Kingdom. But how is it the energy source to the Ancient Kingdom? Well, you see,